Okay, bottom of 18b, we were up to Amr Lay. Oh, they just got Levi back into the base medrash in the sky. Shimon helped him. Amr Lay, so Shmuel says to his father, Zuze diasome, listen, we had some money for the orphans. Where was it? They're talking to the dead, right? Remember, Shmuel's talking to his father who passed away already. And Shmuel's going to be dead in a few weeks anyways. His father tells him, you're coming, you're pitching next week. Amr Lay, zil shaklinu ba'amsa derachya. Go up and take it from the by the building. There's like a mill over there, and I hid it right there. Eloi v'tachdan. The money on top and on the bottom is our money. It's the very bottom of 18b, if you're looking for the line, it's four lines from the bottom, fourth word on the page. Okay, so the top and the bottom stuff is our stuff. Umitzi di yosomi. The middle belongs to the yosomim. Amar Lei, Shmuel says back to his father, my time of achi. Why'd you put it like that? You put our money on top and the bottom, and the orphans in the middle. Amar Lei, the father says, because if someone would come and steal from the top, they would take ours. I'd rather them take ours than take the money of the orphans. Right? So therefore, I put our money on top. Alma diyade. So you see over here, and if the mice eat it, or it gets ruined from the ground, I have our money on the bottom. So I put our money on the top and the bottom, and the orphans in the middle. Alma diyade. You see from here, though, the dead know what's going on. Remember, we're trying to prove whether or not the dead know what's going on. Dilma shiny Shmuel came in the chashiv kadmei machrize panumakom. Maybe Shmuel's different because he was so chashiv when he came to Shemayim that they, remember, we said before, they said clear a place for him when he's coming. So therefore, maybe his father knew that they knew more, meaning the dead don't normally know information. Shmuel, who was a chashiv guy who they had to make a spot for in Shemayim, so there everybody's talking about what's going on. So meaning you have no proof from here that the dead know what's going on. Va'af Rab Yonasan, who said above that the mason do not know what's going on, he hadarbe, he retracted what he said. Damar b'shul bar nachmanam yochanasan milayin from the mason shemas happens. How do we know the dead talk to each other? Shneamar, it says by the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Yomar Hashem elav zosar tisher nishbar to Avram mivkul Yaakov leimor, saying, what's the leimor over here? Amar kash baruch hu Moshe lecha mor lehem. You keep saying to Avram mivkul Yaakov, who are already dead, shvua shneishbar, the oath that I made to you kvar kayem to lenechem. I already fulfilled it with your kids, because since they conquered Eretz Sichon ba'og, they already began to fulfill the prophecy. So he's saying, you see, you could talk to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You see, Rav Yonasan himself at the end of his life changed his mind and said, the dead know what's going on. The Esal kadayt kadalo yodei, if you think they don't know, ki amr lehu mai havi. What's it going to help if Moshe's going to say to the Avos? So you seem to have a proof. Elamai diyadei. What does it mean, diyadei? Lamalei lameimer lehu, lach zuke li tivusu lemoshe. Moshe needed to say that because so that he should give them hakar satov. Not that they're listening to him, but it gives him a kar satov to be able, that the people should give a kar satov to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov by speaking to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, so to speak. There's a Tosfos in Sota who says this, who paskins like this opinion that even the Avos don't know, Lamed Aleph Beis don't know what's happening. I think we paskin the opposite. We paskin that we assume the Mason do know what's going on. How do we paskin? I guess. What do you say?
With Rachel. Rachel
and Bacha now. Rachel crying on the road. But what's the nafkamina for us? What does it mean we paskin? It's not a halachic thing. What's the halach over here? So there is a halach over here. I'll show you right here. That Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol ha-mesaper achare ha-meis. Whoever talks about the dead after they're dead, ki'ilu mesaper achare ha-eben. It's as though you're talking after a stone, meaning it's nothing. And Ika de Amre de Loy, and some say they don't know. The Ika de Amre, and some say they do know. Velo achbet lo, and it doesn't bother them. That's what it means. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tufkuf Nunhei paskins that there's a minhag kadmonim that we don't talk lashon hara about the dead. We don't speak lashon hara about the dead. Why? So I'll say that's not good to speak lashon hara about the dead. There's no din of a life. Why not? So the poskim stand aside because we paskin that the mesim yodim, that those who are dead do know basically what's going on.
What do you say by the leviathan? They know when they're there.
Yeah, I think yesterday we saw an Amora that says that the beginning stages, they certainly know what's going on. I think this line is important to Loch Patlo. What everything is going on down here, they don't care, but there now is more important things going on. You know, the entrance into the world where Olam Emes, I think this frivolous stuff that goes on down here is Loch Patlo. It's not that they can't know, it's that I understood. V'amara Papa Chadishtai Milsa Basrei Demar Shmuel. There was a story with someone who spoke with Shmuel after his death. V'nafal Kanye Mitala Bezal Arnaka Demoche. And a big pole fell on him. A hard pole fell from the roof and broke his skull over there. So the Gemara says, "Shiny tzur merabon." The Kosh Baruch Baruchu Tava Biyakre. It's not that the Shmuel did that. It's the Talmid HaChachamim, the young Talmid HaChachamim that Abaye HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a tviya if somebody attacks them. Yeah, he has a tviya for them. Biyakre. He wants their worth. So when people mock a Talmid Chacham who died, oh, he was a Amar, did with this and that, you know, then polls start falling on them. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Kol HaMesafer Acher Mitasan Shel Talmid Chachamim. Whoever speaks about after the death of a Talmid Chacham negatively, Nofil BeGehenim, they fall to Gehenim Shenemar. By the way, that could be the makor of the story that Rabbi Mintz quoted Shal Shudas. The Shagas Ari, remember the famous story of the Svarim Shel fell on him? So the early versions of the story, the way the Hasidim told it, who are anti-Litvaks, they told it that all the people, the Shagas Ari was famous for arguing against everyone. He didn't care. Rishon, Achron, if he disagreed, he said it. He argued on a Tosfos once in a while. So the Svarim Shel fell on him, and it was the Svarim that he attacked in his lifetime came back to get him. But then Raymond showed us how by the time it got to 2012 in the Ated Neman, the story changed. That it was, you know, he was lying with the Svarim together. You know, they romanticized the story. But either way, this could be the makor for the idea that when you go after Talmid HaChachamim, the roof comes down on you. What? No, the Ated was making it as though it wasn't this antagonistic thing of Shagas Aryeh versus the Svarim. The Svarim were there to comfort around him as it fell. You know, the story changed. Ray Mintz pointed out something interesting. He showed that at the same time, in the same town, in Metz, France, there was a composer who died, and his bookshelf fell on him. So Ray Mintz said, historically, when you have the same freak incident happening twice in one city, you know someone made it up and adapted it to their own... So the real shelf falling stand up. It might not have happened to any of them. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol HaMesafer Acher Mitasan Shel Talmid HaChachamim. Whoever speaks right, Nofel again, they go to Gehenim. Shemar says,
I don't understand. And if today we say... which I don't believe of this opinion, I'll know of the other opinion.
It has to be done with kavod. You're allowed to disagree. No, you're allowed to disagree, but the point is, the Gemara is that it has to be done with kavod. With derech, you're always allowed to argue, but it has to be done with derech eretz. I disagree only because I saw there was an opinion in the Gemara and Brachas that it has to be done with derech eretz. It can't be like mezalzel. It can't be mezalzel on the kavod. Okay. Even when a tzaddik is no longer alive, right, and he's not going to fight, Yolichem Hashem as Poli Avin. Hashem is going to throw those who are medaber about him to Gehenna. If you see a Talmid Chacham who does a sin at night, Al Taharher Achrav Biyom. Don't worry about him during the day. Shema Asa Tshuva. He probably did tshuva by then. See, people can make mistakes. Shema Salkadetchi. You think maybe he did tshuva? So my dalikav schusin assume vada yaseh tshuva vahani mili dvarm shebegufo, and that's with something relating to his own body, right? Meaning you saw him do something wrong, inappropriate at night with his own body. You could assume he fixed himself by the morning. Avu amona, but something relating to money, you don't have to trust him ad de mahadur lamare until he returns the money to the person that it was taken from, until he gives it back. The question is whether hihurei tshuva applies by a ganav. Can a ganav say, "I feel bad, I have remorse"? Is he considered no longer a Rasha? Is he considered a tzaddik before the money gets back there? Let's say, you know, he says, then the next week I'm going to see the guy, I'll give him the money then. Right now I feel so bad. What's his status right now? It's tzaddik or a Rasha? It's a Gemara in Kedushin Mem Tesum base. I'm Reb Shuv ben Levi. Be'eshim bar makom is based in Menad and Malkavod Rav. In 24 places, based in is Menad. They put someone in Chayram for Kavod Harav. The Shilas and Chuvas Rivash has a whole Chuva where he says this is not a Rishus, this is not optional. This is a Chiyuv to maintain the order of a functional religious society. V'kulon Shininu Meshnasenu. And all these 24 things we learned from the Mishnayos. Amr the Reb Elzer Hecha. What mission did we learn them in? Amr Le Lechi Tishkach. After I go look, I'll find it. Nafak Dak Vashka Klas. He found three Mishnayos where it talks about it. One, Hamizalzel ben Atilas Yadayim. The Mishnah talks about one is Mezalzel and Atil Sadayim. HaMesaper Acher Mitasan Shel Talmid HaChamim. This one about talking about after the death of Talmid HaChamim. VaHamegis Dato Klape Mala. Right? The Gemara is going to get into what's Megis Dato Klape Mala. It's going to be the 10 lines. Going to ask Maihi. What is it? We'll ask it then. Okay, so HaMesaper Acher Mitasan Shel Talmid HaChamim. What does it mean you speak after the dead of the Chachamim? The Tanan, because we learned. Who? Akavya B'mahalo Haya Omer Ein Mashkin Loet Tegyoris. He paskin that you don't give Me Sota, the Sota water, to a woman who is a convert, velo mishukhweres, and not a woman who is freed. By the way, the Gemara says if the husband is a ger or the husband is a ger and he marries a regular a person who's Jewish from birth or vice versa, there's no mesota done. There's a machlokas whether or not a ger marries a gioris. There's a machlokas in that case. Yerushalmi has.
Not do bad things, but and then if it's not a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to say.
You don't talk bad, but you assume that the opinion is wrong.
Hamas.
What? Oh. Oh. Interesting. No. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins is a minna kadmonim not to speak lashon hara achra mes. He doesn't say tzaddikim. Minna kadmonim. But the Gemara of Nofil Gehenim, you're right, is just talking about Talmid Chacham. Very good.
What's the marker for this about India? What's the passage say?
Which? Where?
That they don't read the Soto on it?
Because it says B'nai Yisrael in the Pasuk. B'nai Yisrael. That they both need to be. The only drush the Yerushalmi has is trying to figure out when it says B'nai Yisrael, the point is they're both supposed to be at the in the same spot. And if they're both converts, maybe there should be. Chacham Omri Mashkin. V'amr lo chayim seita kavya mahalal maise v'karamis. It was a woman whose name was Karkamis. She was a shivcha mishuchar. She was a freed slave in Yerushalayim. V'yishkua shmaya v'avtalyan. Shmaya v'avtalyan gave her to drink the mesota. V'amr lo kavya mahalal says, dugma hishkua. Because maybe famous shmaya v'avtalyan are similar to her. They were converts. It's a whole famous dion from this. Whether or not a convert can serve on a beistin, we look at the Shmaya Vavtalion as one of the sources. So Vinidu, and therefore the Chachamim put them in, and therefore they gave her, that's why you gave it to her. Vinidu umes biniduya, v'salku based in Asaro. And they put him in Cherem. The Chachamim put him in Cherem. Umes biniduya, he died while in Cherem. V'salku based in Asaro, and they stoned his Aron. Meaning even though he was a tzaddik, and he's one of our great ones, Akavya ben Mahalal. But because he attacked and embarrassed Shmaya Vavtalion for being converts, because of that, they put him in Cherem, they stoned his Aaron, they gave him the works. Ha-mezalzel ben Atilas Yadayim. What does it mean to mezalzel ben Atilas Yadayim? So the Tanan, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, chas v'sholom, that a kavya menahal nisdada. Chas v'sholom to assume that the great tzaddik was a nidoy. She'ein azar nals al kol misoach ha-mitar b'yashra kavya kumahal. We have a teaching. We have a great brisa that the azara is not close for anybody in Yisrael. With Chachma and the same Tahara and the Yiras Chet, like Akavya ben Mahalal. Meaning when they would shech the Korban Pesach in the Azara was so full and the gates were closed.
Which gates?
They say in Pesach time, the Azara, they'd have to close up the Azara because everything was so crowded. They'd have to close it up and they say that, what's it called? There was no one in that area when it was so packed who had the Yiras Shemayim, the Yiras Chet, like Akavya ben Mahalal. That's what a tzaddik was. How could he be in Cherem? Ella et ni nidu. Who was the one who was put in Cherem? It was Elazar ben Chanuch, Shepik Beik ben Atil Sidayim. It was because he was the one who argued on the Rabbanim's stringencies regarding Atil Sidayim. Ukeshemes Shalchu Beistin. When he died, the Beistin sent Benichu Evin Gedol. They put a big stone on his Aaron. Lamdecha, teach you Shekol HaMisnado Meisbe. Whoever dies dies while in Cherem, Beistin Sokhan his Aaron. They stone his grave. It's interesting. Atil Sidayim for washing hands. I said maybe my first Bar Halacha here, I said this. Rabbi Leibel Eger, when he started going off the derech and becoming a chassid, Rabbi Kiva Eger was so nervous, he sent his son, who was the father of Rabbi Leibel Eger, he sent Rabbi Shlomo Eger to go to the compound by Kotsk to see what's going on over there, to figure out what's happening over there with our grandson, my grandson. Is he going off the derech? So he went to go spy on his son to see what's happening there at Kotsk. And he came back to report to the grandfather, to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked Rabbi Shlomo Eger, let me ask you one question. Did you see him wash his hands? He said, yeah, I saw him wash his hands until Sidayim. He goes, did you see it? Was he careful? He goes, he had all the same hakpadas he used to have. So he goes, then I know he's still from. So why Natil Sidayim? Because that's the quintessential Durabana. We have no reason to do it nowadays. It's we're not Kohanim. There's no base of Migdash. The whole reason Srach Truma might apply to the whole body, not the hand. The whole thing is such a far Durabana. But because Durabana said it and he's makbid on it, it shows that he's not allowing the Hasidim to take him away from what the Rabbanim said. Okay. Also good to know, the Rambam says that all Durabanans are upgraded to Deraisa. Meaning once the Rabbanans say it, it fits in the Pasuk of Lo Tasur. You shouldn't sway right or left from that which they teach you. The Torah tells you to listen to the rabbis. So therefore, any Durabanan is going to be upgraded anyways, and that's why it's so serious. Hamegis daito klape mala maihi. So Hamegis daito klape mala. What does it mean, Hamegis daito klape mala? That's not. Shalach lo Shim ben Shetach l'choni amagal. Shim ben Shetach sent to the rainmaker, choni amagal. Tzarech atali isnadas. what's it called? We need to put you in Chayrim. V'ilmale choniata. And if it wasn't for the fact that you're choni amagal, such cheshivas and such greatness, gozarni alecha, I would have put you in Chayrim. Because you keep bothering Hashem to send rain. You storm the heavens. They say about Rav Levi Yitzchak Barditchev used to get very chutzpah with Hashem on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He was the great defender of Klal Yisrael. Aval ma ase she'ata mischat lifnei hamakom ha'chotam k'mo she'uchei... What? Aval ma e'ese she'ata mischat lifnei hamakom va'ose l'char... What can I do? Hashem listens to you. K'ven she'mitchat lifnei avaslo... It's like a kid who doesn't listen to his parents, sins against his parents, and the parents still do whatever he wants. V'alecha kosomer. And therefore the Pasuk says about you, Yismach avich v'imecha v'sagel yorotecha. God's so happy about you. He loves you. Does whatever you want. V'su leka. There's no other place in the Mishnayos where we have nidoy for a kavod harav. V'ayika. But we have another place. Tani Rav Yosef told us, Yishromi hini gets b'nei romi lachil and gedimu kulasim lepsachim. He says, Todesh Yishromi, you have the minog that on the night of Pesach to eat roasted gedim when they were totally full. What? To eat roasted gedi, goat. To eat a roasted goat when they're totally full, when they're totally intact, and they're hanging on the spit. You ever see that picture of them hanging like that on the spit on top there? And they would do it zecher l'korban Pesach, with the whole inner, with everything. Chacham said that's aser, because people are going to think that you're makdish behema l'Pesach. That's why some of them minhag not to eat roasted, because it's zecher, people are going to think you're trying to mimic what's going on, and you're trying to be makdish the korban Pesach. Others don't have the minig. If you don't have the minig, you don't have the minig. Depends on the place. Shalach le Shimon ben Shetach. Il male todos ata. If you were not todos, you're so chashuv, I would have gazarti alecha nido. I would have made a nido on you. Sh'ata machle Yisrael kochim. It's like you look like as though you're feeding Jews kochim outside the base of Mikdash. So how come we didn't mention that as one of the other Mishnayos about Kavod HaRav? But Mishnayos Seinu Kamarina. That which Rabbi Elazar found three places, he means the Mishnayos. Vaha Brisa. That was a Brisa. Umasnisa Leika. There aren't any other places in the Mishnayos. Vayika Hadatnan. There's that which we find in the Mishnah, the oven, the cheres that became Tameh. And they want, in order to make it Tahor, you need to shatter it. But if you shatter it, Chadko Kuchuliet, and you cut it up into pieces, and then you restore it. V'nasan chol ben chuliyachul. You put a brick between each spot. Rabbi Elazar says by reconstructing it, by destructing it and reconstructing it, you make it tahor. The Chachamim say it's Temeim because it's still like the full Tanur. V'zehu Tanur Shach. It's the famous case of the Achnayan Tanur. This was a very famous Gemara. Erevin and Bab Metzia, with where the famous line Elu ve'elu comes out. These and those are the words Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, that everybody's right. Also the famous Gemara where we say Ein shomen labaskol. We don't listen to a heavenly voice. Halacha lo b'shamayim hi. Halacha is here on earth. My Achnai, why is this Tanur called Achnai? Amr Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, Melamed Shikifua Behalachos Achnai Zeh. Because this oven had on it halachas like an Achnai, meaning like a snake that wraps its tail around it. It's so complicated. V'timun, they made it Tameh. V'tanya, and they learned the Raisa, but also Yom, when they put Rabbi Elazar in Chayrem, hey, viu kol ataros, they brought all the taros that were in the airspace of that oven that Rabbi Elazar said the Tahor and Sarfim Lafanav. They burnt it in front of him. Show him he's wrong. Ulasaf berchu, and the and in the end berachuhu. What's the berachuhu? Anybody have a good touch there? Oh, nidoy. It's a lashon nekiyah. Okay, fine. That makes sense. Afilu hachi nidoy masnis and lod al bishrim ar makomos. Still, our Mishnah said there's only 24 places where they had a nidoy of kavod harav, and the story of Rabbi Elazar is also a brisa. Heichi mashkachas. And what are the 24 places? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says we only have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says medam and milsa la milsa. Ah, Rabbi Yeshua, who had 24, he's medam and milsa la milsa. Meaning, anytime we find a story that's similar to it, there was a certain pegia and the kavod harav, he compares it and puts it there. It's a famous style of learning. Medam and milsa la milsa. Trying to find similarities between cases, a certain analytical style. Rabbi Elazar, though, who only found three places, lo medam milsa la milsa. He doesn't look at such a docistic level, such a precise level to compare this to that. It's only if it says it explicitly does it make it into the count. No se amita chilufeim, those who are working with the bed and those who switch out with a dead body are pater from mitzvahs. Tanur Rabbanan ein motzin et are pater from mitzvahs, we said. Ain motzin et ameis samach kriyashma. We don't take out a body to be buried right near kriyashma because people are going to miss the mitzvah of kriyashma. Imit chilu, but if we did start, ain mafsikin. You don't stop. Ain, is that true? Vahar Rabbi Yosef abku samach kriyashma. Rabbi Yosef took out when he died, they took him out right near kriyashma. No adam chashiv shiny. A person who's chashiv, we don't worry about shema. You do what you got to do. Lifnei amita shalachar amita. Those in front of the body versus those behind the body. We talked about the Mishnah. Tanur Rabbanan haoskin behesped. Those who are involved in the eulogy bisman shah. When the dead body's in front of them, nishmatim echad echad. One should go at a time and say the Shema. The dead body's not in front of them. Hain yoshvim v'korin. They sit and say Krishma. But who in the avil yoshev adom? He sits silently. Hain omdum mispalim. They get up and they daven Shemon Esrei. And he stands umatzdik alav and he does tzidik adin, the famous tzidik adin where you show how Hashem is righteous even though someone died. Omer rabon olamim harbech atasid lefanecha. There are many sins I've done in my life. Lo nifratim many echad many aleph. You didn't take them. You didn't pay retribution on me for everything I did. So Yehi Ratzon Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetigdor Pirtzah Seinu Pratzos. May you repair all the breaches among Beis Yisrael with mercy, and not do it through death. Amar Abai Lom Bailish Lemimrachi. It's also for a person to say Lona Frightim Mini. You didn't pay me back, because it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu is being lazy on his judgment. Damar Rav Shimon Lakish V'chein Tana Mishmir Yosi LaOlam Al Yiftach Adam LeSatan. A person shouldn't open his mouth to the Satan. Don't open your mouth when you don't need to. Don't say like, you know, things are good in my life. I got a great life. Don't open your mouth for trouble. That Amar Rav Yosef Maikra. What pasuk do we learn from? Because it says by Knesset Yisrael Kimat Kistom Hayino. Oh, we were a little bit like stone. Maya hadeluhu navi shimudar ktsine stum. You want to compare yourself to stum? Good luck, you're going to get it like stum. Kavru es ameis v'chazus. They bury the body and they return from taking care of the body. So the Mishnah says, im yachom lehaktev ligmar kula. If they could already, before they get to the shura, the row where they wish the people menachem avil, if they could already go and get there and finish the whole shema in, then they begin to read. Aval, if they can't, aval perek echad or pasuk echad, lo. But if they can only get to a little bit, then don't do it. Ramino appointed a contradictory. Unten raisa karvas ameis v'chazru. They bury the body and they return. Im yachol nahaskev ligmar afilu perek echad or pasuk echad. So then you do it. Hachanami kamer. No, that's a hachanami. That if they could begin and finish, even perek echad or one pasuk echad, before they get to the shura, they should begin. If not, lo yachil. They should not begin. Haomdim mishura. Those that stand in the row. Yud tesim beis. Tana rabbanan. Haomdim mishura haroa pinimi. Those who are in the inner row, looking at the dead body, Petura are going to be potter, looking at the person walking through, sorry, we're by the shura now, are going to be potter from Kriyashma. V'she'ena ro'a p'nima, those who aren't in the shuros, where they can't see what's going on, they're going to be chayiv in Kriyashma. Rabbi Yehuda says, ha'boim mechmasa avel, those who come to the levaya because of the avel, in order to console, are going to be potter from Kriyashma. Those who come machmasatzman because of themselves, are going to be chayiv in Kriyashma. Amar Yehuda, amar Rav, hamotzi kilayim vigda, one who finds in his beged kilayim, right, a mix of wool and linen, linsey woolsey. Poshtin, they take off the beged on them, v'afilu b'shuk, even if they're in the marketplace. And even if it's embarrassing. This is a world-famous Gemara. My time, why are they chayef to remove it? Because we say, ain't chachma, there's no wisdom, ain't tfuna, v'ain eitza l'neged Hashem. Meaning, there's no outsmarting, there's no embarrassment in front of Hashem. Kol makom sheyesh chil Hashem, ain chol kin kavod rab. We learn from the pasuk, anytime there's going to be a chil Hashem, by something a person is going to do, you don't worry about kavod harav, right? You don't worry about kavod harav. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's... Meaning, if something's going to cause a chil Hashem, that's not the place for kavod harav. Like Reb Chaim Kanievsky once said that he would do anything for kavod haTorah. He would lay on the floor. He would grovel on the floor if it meant greater kavod haTorah. If something is going to be a chil Hashem, everything falls away. Don't worry about it. Mesavei kavru es ames. We learned in the Brisa that you bury the body and then you go and then chazru lifneim straight achem. You go together with the avil and you go in front of him in two paths that he can go. One is tahora and one is tameh. There's a famous sugya also in Sota Gittin Zvachim about shnei shvilim, two paths on the road, one tahor, one tameh. Echas tameh, right? Bo b'tahora, the avil should go in the tahora, and then bo in imo b'tahora, the people all walk with him in the tahora. Let's say the avil comes to the tameh, everyone goes with him in the tameh place. Why? Mishum kvodo, because the covet of the avil, right? Amai, why is that mutter for everyone to become tamei for the avil? Don't we say ein chachma ve'ein tfuna neged Hashem? You can't outsmart, outsmart Hashem over here. So tirgama Rav Abba beis apras. So Rav Abba explained the brisa. It's not talking about that there was something that was tuma deraisa. We're talking about a beis apras. It was a field where there was a grave and they plowed it up. and mina Torah, this kind of field is tahora. The only issue is now midirabanan. It's a base of pras. It comes up everywhere in Shas, every 10 pages. Damar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that we learned, the one who goes to Shechtis Korban Pesach and he gets to a field that's a beta pras. Remember, there was dead bodies there, but it was plowed over. So it's only tuma derabanan over there. So beholef, so, what a person could do, the menapech adam, they could blow with their mouth in front of them so to get any bones out of the way. And they can keep walking. So you see.
Mean it was plowed over?
What?
To the extent that bones are being crushed?
Crushed.
So
yeah.
If it's buried deep enough that the plow wouldn't affect it, it's not a base cross.
What?
If it's plowed.
Right, the question is how far does Tumah sink? How low does Tumah sink? Which is also going to be the sugya coming up. This is a very important daf. The next daf is very important. Amar Buda, Amar Rabar, Ashmishmei Rav, Besa Pras, Shinidash, that's totally plowed over, is going to be Tahar. Tashma, Dam Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok.
What?
Base pras is a field where you had bones and you plowed it over, so the tumah is only derabanan. Damar Bar Tzadok, who was a Kohen, Medalgin Hayuan Al Gaber Shmeis. We used to jump over the aronos of the dead bodies to go meet the Malchi Yisrael, to go meet the Jewish kings, to go greet them, to give them kavod. The lowly Chrab Malchus, and not only just the Jewish kings, we would do that. We would skip over the Kohanim, would skip over the Aron Shalmesim, even to greet the Malchi Ovdei Kochavim. She'im Yiske, because if you're Zocha to see the Gdola of these, what a Melech is, Yafchin ben Malchi Yisrael Malchi, you'll be able to Zocha to see what's the difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. Why was it Mutter to make themselves Tommy for this? Lema ein Chachma ve'ein Tvurein to Neged Hashem. So the Gemara answers, Kidarava, Damarava, Dvar Torah Midar Raisa, Halacha Lamosha Mesinai, in Ohel, something which is makes an Ohel over the dead body. Kol sheyesh bo chalal tefach. If there's a space of tefach between a body and the oel, chotzeitz, it's going to interrupt in front of tumah, and the tumah can't go up. V'she'ein bo chalal tefach, but if there's no space, eino chotzeitz, there's not going to be a chatzitza in front of the tumah. V'rov aranos, in the majority of coffins of the mesim, yesh behem chalal tefach. There is a tefach between the mace and the cover over it. Halacha of tumah, like this. If you have a dead body, and right over the dead, let's say there's the body, right over it, you have the cover. So then there's nowhere for the tumah to get trapped and the tumah shoots all the way up. If there is a space of a tefach, then it traps the tumah in that space and stays right there. This whole sugya is very important for the planes, El Al, flying over the cars.
If it's a suffix, it's suffix to Moshe.
Right, suffix to Moshe Sarabim, you could be Mako. If you don't, you could make them.
Right.
And that's part of the Heter flying.
Since
what?
Since when did they bury an arm in Eretz Yisrael?
Who said we were in Eretz Yisrael here?
Because
you're going to see Jewish kings.
Oh, wow. Good kasha. Don't have an answer. Excellent. Excellent kasha. Maybe you'll say only Yerushalayim, outside of Yerushalayim. I mean, there must have been a minhag for a certain period of time where they did. Maybe because of Chil HaMeis. I'll look into the history of it. Great kasha. So v'she'ein b'chal tevach ein achotz b'chal tevach rovar nos yesh b'chal tevach gozro al shivem. But they made a gzera on aronos of mesim that have a chalal tevach. Mishum she'ein b'hem. For those that don't. But because, so we're makbid on any of them. But Mishum covered Malachim, they didn't make the Gzera. Tashma, Gadol covered Abrias. This is the world famous Gemara. Gadol, 100 most famous Gemara. Gadol covered Abrias. Great is covered Abrias. Human dignity, that it's Docha, even a Lotase in the Torah. It pushes away even a Lotase. Vamai, why does it do that? Just say, Ein Chachma ve'ein Tvuin, it's an Egen Hashem. No, because Tir Gemara Varshilo Kameh Rav Kahana. Because you have a Lav, the Lotaser. No. And not every negative commandment is pushed aside, right? Don't steal. You could steal so you don't embarrass someone. No, not everything is pushed away. It means the negative commandment of lo tasor, that you have to listen to the rabbis. That negative commandment is pushed aside. So any derabanan you could ignore for the sake of human dignity. Achicho alea, lav lo sor deraisahi. So they laughed over here. Are you trying to say the lav of lo tasor is deraisa? That every derabanan is really deraisa? It's pushed aside. Amrav kana, gaba rabba amr milsa. A great person said this thing. That lo tachichol, and you shouldn't laugh at it. That kol mil derabanan, everything the rabbanan said, any of the dinim asamchinu alav lo tasser is now hung up on the iser of lo tasser. You should not sway that from which they tell you. Umishum kvoda, but for the kavod of an adam, shor rabbanan. The chamim matir their words. I remember once when Dennis Prager spoke at the OU. They had a debate, and they had him criticize orthodoxy. So you know, to have a discussion. So he said, "You guys missed the forest for the trees." How do you miss the forest for the trees? He once saw a mother carrying a baby who was a Down syndrome baby, and it was raining outside, and it was slippery everywhere, and it was Shabbos, and she needed someone to help her hold the baby, and the person said, "I'm sorry, there's no Erev. I can't help you." He says, "That's how you guys miss the forest for the trees." So his example was just a mistaken example. Anyone who knows the halacha, I argue that in Judaism, the more fanatical you are, the more halacha you know, the more you know where you could be makil. Anyone who knows the halacha over there knows that a chai nosa es atzmo. In that situation, anybody could carry, erev or no erev, you can carry the child if they need help. Chai nosa es atzmo, we assume, and therefore it's not going to be a shaila, and therefore the person who didn't help was just an amaretz, was not the forest for the trees.
But okay. The
what?